Good evening. You think you're going to make it?
Amen. Master said so.
By God's help, we're going to talk about extra effort, and we want God to bless us.
Amen.
Would you join us in prayer? Eternal God.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping us saved since we were last in Miami.
Amen.
We ask you that you will bless us here.
Yeah.
That the power of God.
Yes.
Will prevail in this message.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit will visit every heart.
Yes.
There will be a blessing imparted to everyone that is here at this present time. We need you.
Yes.
We must have your help.
Yes, Lord.
We depend upon you.
Amen.
And Lord, we ask you that you rebuke the enemy.
Yes.
That it would anyway come against this meeting.
Yes, Lord.
And that you would give victory.
Yes, Lord.
We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Putting forth an extra effort can make a difference.
Yes.
Last Friday was considered what the commercial world considers a time when they call it Black Friday, and stores slash their items in an effort to draw people to come to their sales. It's ridiculous how some people will come for hours.
Days.
In ahead of the opening of the sale to be the first one or close enough that they can get in on what they feel like is a bargain. One man lost his life some years ago because there was such a rush into the store, he was trampled to death. So people take it pretty serious. And they put forth an extra effort to get in a position where they can get these sales. One example of extra effort. The extra effort that a professional or college or even high school athlete could put forth. A football player. There's 11 men on each side of the opponent, and I may not just have it like even numbers or the right correct number, but maybe you can get the idea. And it's a real crucial point in the game. And this team is behind that has the ball possession. And this team here is going to put a very strong effort. Defense, yes. to block any effort of this team crossing the goal line, because if they did, they would take the lead in just a matter of a few minutes left in the game. And it would probably spell defeat for this team. So in this kind of situation, this team, both of them are aware that the game's on the line and at stake. So this person gives the ball to his quarterback, and then he hands it off to his fullback that's coming over here to start towards the goal line. But short of the goal line, these two men converge on this person in attempt to tackle him and to keep him short of the goal line. But this individual is so determined, though he has some pressure and coming against him and forces trying to tackle him and bring him down, he just keeps on churning his feet and legs, and he crosses the goal line with the ball, and the game is won. He put forth an effort that carried him across the goal line when he could have been stopped. An extra effort.
That's right.
So putting forth an extra effort can make a difference. And there are other incidents. Say a young boy in school brings home a failing report card. And his parents are very much displeased. And they threaten him, if he doesn't bring his grades up, that he's going to lose his allowance. Well, he takes it serious. And he starts, he'd been not applying himself in school, diverting his attention to other things besides his study, trying to do amusing things to get people to laugh at him. He's just not applying. And as a result, he has failing grades. And his parents know that he's capable of doing better. And so they say, you're losing your allowance if you don't bring your grades up. And so he takes that very much to heart. And he starts applying himself. He starts taking his work serious. He starts going home, and instead of getting out and playing, he devotes himself to homework. And he really is making an effort, putting forth an extra effort.
Yes.
You ever seen a child turn around like that, Sister Ann?
Yeah.
Well, they put forth a great effort to bring their grades up, and it paid off. You ever seen somebody that do that?
I had one of my children.
You had one of your children to do it. So, putting forth an additional effort, the next report card, instead of being all B's and F's, there's B's and A's. And he has his allowance continue. His cash flow keeps flowing because he put the effort into bringing up his grades. Well, spiritually speaking, extra effort pays off. For those that mean business, it'll pay off.
Yes, that's right.
Remember, Zacchaeus had a Zacchaeus had a desire to see Jesus, and he was willing to expend his strength and energy to not try to just peep around and see him. He was a short man, and others would have struck his vision. But he was willing to put forth an effort to get up in the tree.
Yes.
Climb the tree.
Yes.
Grown man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was willing to expend that effort to do it. Little did he think that not only he got to see Jesus, but he got to have him in his house as a guest that day.
That's right.
Yes.
And he become a saved man.
Yes.
He put forth an effort.
Yes,
he had the desire to see Jesus. And he put forth the effort. Remember Jacob? Jacob was a tricky fella. And one of his tricks got him on the outs with his brother to the degree that his brother hated him and wanted to murder him. Serious. He left his home because of the hatred of his brother and the desire that his brother had to kill him. It was a serious situation. And Esau wanted to take his life. They were twin brothers, but there was not a good relationship. So Jacob left running for his life, you could say. And he was away, separated, estranged from his brother for years. Away from his family, his loved ones, his homeland. And finally, the time come that he was going to return. And he was going to be face to face, eyeball to eyeball, with that brother that had hated him and wanted to kill him. And he didn't have a trick in his bag of tricks left. He was in trouble, folks. In distress. He was desperate. In a state of desperation. Feeling alone. And he was alone because he had others to leave him. And while he was alone, there appeared a person that he wrestled with that had something that he wanted.
Yes.
A blessing.
Yes.
Upon him. Would you want to be in Jacob's sandals that night? A man in need. And wrestling is very physical. It's more physical than football, basketball, baseball. It's a physical, strenuous, engagement. Well, in the 32nd chapter of Genesis, in the 24th verse, picture in your mind this. It's an uneven match. And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Now, I don't know what hour they started wrestling, but it was not a quick thing that took place. He wrestled with him until the breaking of day. An uneven wrestling match, Jacob, a mortal being, against an immortal being. It was uneven. He was an underdog. Wouldn't you say he was an underdog?
Yes.
Wrestling an immortal being. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Now, this made it additionally difficult. An immortal being wrestling against a mortal human being. And on top of that, his hip was thrown out of place, his thigh. To stand up was probably excruciating pain, difficult. And here you're holding on, tired, exhausted, weary, and a bone out of place on top of that. Very much at a disadvantage, wouldn't you not think? Well, let's hear what Jacob told him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and power with men, and has prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. Now, suppose that Jacob would have relinquished the effort after wrestling when this individual said, "Let me go." What if he had turned loose? What if he would have just felt like, "I can't make it 1 minute longer. I can't prevail here. I just can't make it. My strength is ebbed away. My hip is out of joint. My thigh is out of joint. It's excruciating pain to even stand up." What if he had let go at that point when the man said, "Let go"? What was his answer? Say it now.
"I will not let go until you bless me."
"I won't let go until you bless me."
Yes. Yes.
He meant it, folks. He was putting forth extra effort.
Yes.
He was desperate. He was serious. He was in earnest. I gotta have it. I gotta have this blessing. I don't want to face Esau without the blessing. And he hung on. And what happened? He blessed him by putting forth that extra effort. There is a blessing for those who will prevail.
Yes,
amen.
Those that will not relinquish their hope. Those that will stand right in the face of discomfort. Right in the face of discouragement and won't turn loose. There is a blessing.
Amen.
The widow that was wanting to be avenged of her adversary tells about her in the 18th chapter of Luke. And she just made a pest of herself before this judge. There was a certain widow. She was at a disadvantage before a heartless, fearless judge that didn't fear God and didn't fear man.
Yes.
How would you like to come up against someone like that for a favor? Didn't fear God. Didn't fear man. He was unjust. He was a judge that would take bribes. And she didn't have no bribe money. But she did have a desire.
Yes.
No bribe money did this poor widow have. Nothing to gain favor with this unjust judge who was not a fearful man of man or nor of God. He was very hard-hearted and proud. But she was very persistent. Can you imagine? The first day that they called her to tell her case in court, and she appears before the court, before the judge, and the judge asks her, "What do you want?" And she told him what she wanted. She had no money to bribe him. And he said, he didn't give in. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, "Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Now, here she is, an underdog, at disadvantage because of her status as a widow, her inadequacy to give him bribery money. And he didn't want to give her justice. He was unjust. He didn't want to give this widow justice. But she wasn't finished. Every day, imagine her coming to his courtroom and every day asking this judge what she wanted. And he would deny it. He would deny her. But she didn't give up. She kept putting forth an effort. Amen? And what happened? Do you suppose she made him nervous every time she come to court?
Yes.
Most definitely.
You again? What do you want? Same thing. And finally, by putting forth that effort, he got so fed up with her that he granted it. Her desire. He wanted to get rid of her. And the only way he seen he was going to get rid of her was give her what she wanted. And shall God not avenge his elect?
Yes.
That call? Once in a while, once a week? Huh? No. Those that call on him day and night.
Yes, amen.
Day and night.
Amen.
Folks, that's putting forth effort.
Yes. Yes.
Those are the ones that Jesus wants to avenge.
Yes.
Is those that come continually, day and night, night and day.
Right.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and back to Sunday again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Putting forth an effort.
Yes.
Whether you realize it or not, you're as desperate in need of God as Jacob was for a blessing.
Yes. Yes.
You might not acknowledge it, but you're desperately in need of a blessing.
Yes. Amen.
Like Jacob was.
Yes.
Are you willing to stay before him? Are you willing to seek his face? Are you willing to be uncomfortable as Jacob was with that thigh out of place to get that blessing? That's the kind of people that Jesus is looking for. To bless them. Not just some little half-hearted desire, but somebody that will put forth an extra effort. Jesus had to put forth that great effort to be our Savior.
Yes, that's true.
What if he would have stopped somewhere along the line and just said, this is too great. This is too much. Where would we be tonight?
Yes, Lord.
If Jesus hadn't put forth the effort to be our Savior. And what he did was not easy, folks. He went through torture, slapping, beating. Oh, I have something that tells of the descriptiveness by a doctor. It said that this part tells about how the thorns was put on his head during Jesus' trial and humiliation. We also know that a crown of thorns was plaited and placed on his head. In Christ's case, this was done to mock him as being king of the Jews. These thorns, they're about an inch and a half to 2 inches long, and they're as sharp as an ice pick. The custom was to take a small tree, 3 or 4 foot-long reed, and slap the thorns on top of the head of the victim in order to drive the thorns into the skull. Those thorns laid upon someone's head and then tapped down with a reed were hard enough to penetrate the skull, the outer table of the outer bone of the skull. Imagine the bleeding from 300 or 400 puncture wounds in the scalp and around the forehead from these thorns. So before Jesus' crucifixion even began, his face had been beaten to a pulp. No doubt his eyes were swollen shut. His nose is bloodied, And I remind you that every pore in his skin has weeped and oozed blood. Every visible surface on the good Lord Jesus, I'm confident, was covered and caked with dry blood. And his back and his arms and the backs of his legs were literally torn to shreds from the scourging. This was the shape Jesus was in before they ever gave him his cross to bear to Calvary.
Yes.
Folks, he put forth an effort to be your Savior, my Savior. It was not an easy thing. It was very difficult. Suffering and pain. Brother told me that last night he didn't sleep any because he had this toothache. That's no fun. I've had toothaches. I've had pain. And it's not fun. I never had any pain like this pain. I never went through anything like this. And Jesus did it for you and for me. He put forth in a great effort to bring this great salvation down to you and I. He did. If he hadn't, we wouldn't have had it, folks. We'd have been on the outside not having this great salvation. But he did it for our sakes. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel there, and sinners flood beneath the blood, lose all their guilty stain. Was deceased and given up the ghost and said it's finished, they still wasn't satisfied. One of the men took his spears and ripped his side open.
Yes.
Ripped it open and out flowed blood. Blood and water. Folks, next time you're tempted to give up, remember Jesus didn't give up.
Amen.
In this world,
yes,
there will be things that you'll need to have effort to overcome.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
The very powers of hell is against every child of God.
Yes.
You're going to have to put forth an effort to stay saved.
Yes.
That's right.
There are things that's come to discourage.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to throw up your hands?
Yes.
Say it's not worth it.
Amen.
Are you going to put forth an effort to keep going?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Disappointments.
Yes.
Amen.
Failures.
Yes.
Decline of faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Are you giving up?
No.
Spirits of compromise.
Yes.
Are you going to give up? Forward, forward is the battle cry. No time to give up, folks, now.
Amen.
the Word of God says, because iniquity would abound, the love of many would wax cold.
Amen.
The love of most,
yes,
would wax cold.
Yes.
We live in serious times.
Certainly so.
That's right.
Perilous times.
Yes, my Lord.
May God wake up the people of God.
Yes, Lord.
May He stir down to the core,
amen,
of individuals.
Yes.
To realize we're nearing the end.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We're living in very serious times, folks.
Yes.
If you don't realize it, you're asleep.
Amen.
Wake up. Wake up.
Yes.
It's time to wake up.
Yes.
To realize it's going to take effort,
yes,
to make it to heaven, folks.
Lord.
The New Testament standard for holiness, you're not going to get it by just haphazard, half-heartedness.
Amen.
It's going to take an effort on your part. It's going to take a deep desire.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to take put forth mightily to please and have God's approval,
amen,
upon your life.
Yes.
It means something. Oh, there's a song that said, many they are that start in the race, but with the light they refuse to keep pace.
Amen.
Others accept it because it's new, but not very many
expect
to go through.
Amen.
Not many's going to put forth that effort.
Amen.
When things come against them, when the tide of the world and pressures of life, it can take an effort to get to church.
Amen.
Well, thank the Lord He put forth an effort.
Yes.
Said his van was broken down and had to borrow a car.
Amen.
That's putting forth an effort, folks.
Yes, yes. Yes.
He could have just thought, well, I've got an excuse. My van's broken down and I don't have a car. No way to get there. But he didn't accept that. He put forth an effort. Asked somebody if they could loan him his car. How many miles did you come?
About
35. 35 one way and 35 another. That's putting forth an effort, folks.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Oh, that there were hunger and thirst in people's lives, that they put forth this kind of effort to get to the house of God. It can take an effort to pray. The enemy can bring phone calls and distractions and different thoughts in your mind. It's going to take an effort to be able to touch bases with God. But it's worth it, folks. It's whatever effort it takes for you to get to heaven. It's going to be worth it. It'll be worth it all. Folks, it's a better place than down here. It's a much better place than here.
Yes.
Heaven.
Yes.
One songwriter wrote, like it's a happy world above. 446. There's a happy world above. See if this doesn't sound better than Miami, Florida. There's a happy world above where there's joy, peace, and love. We are going to that world, to the happy world above. There is full, supreme delight in those mansions, fair and bright, with their pure celestial light. And listen to this. We shall all behold the King It's got to be better than down here. And His holy praises sing until the heavenly arches ring in that happy world above. Oh, listen to this. Nor shall sin enter there. Won't it be something to be in an environment that's sinless? Can you imagine it? An environment that's heavenly and no sin, nowhere, all over. It's holy, holy, holy. No sin, error. Entered there, neither doubting nor despair. There's so much despair and despondency, depression in this world. Every one of us would be billionaires tonight if we had the money that they sell for depression pills.
Yeah. Yes. That is true.
We would all be rich.
Yes.
But in this city, in this heaven, there's no doubting or despair. No suicides. No doubting or despair. Shall corrupt those mansions fair in that happy world above. Saints and angels in one throng. Can you imagine it? Praising the King in rapture song. I've been in, I was over there in Dallas at their fall meeting. The singing was outstanding. I haven't been any place this year that comes up or surpasses that singing. Wasn't it good, Sister Rose? It was something else. Wonderful singing. I mean, they were singing like they meant it. They were. It was wonderful. But imagine when the saints and angels in one throng. I don't want to miss it. Do you? I got to put forth some effort to get there, Sister McIntyre. I'm not going to get there on flowery beds of ease. I'm not going to get there living a selfish lifestyle. I got to put forth effort to get there, folks. But I want to get there with the saints and angels in one throne. Praise their King in rapture song. And the lofty strings prolong in the happy world above. There will sing and happy be. And in all eternity, our Redeemer we shall see in that happy world above. Oh, it'll be worth the effort, folks. Whatever discouragement you have to go through, whatever trials you have to go through, whatever comes your way, sickness, whatever troubles on every side, front and back of you, put forth the effort to stay saved. It's going to be worth it all. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon His face, the One who saved me by His grace. When He takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. And there won't be any, and there'll be
no sorrow there.
No sorrow?
No more burden.
No more burdens. No more sickness.
There's no more pain.
No more.
Over there.
And forever.
And forever.
glory. What a day! Thank God. Oh, it's going to be worth it all, folks. If you have to cry every day. One sister, she had something in her life. There was a woman that wasn't acting discreet around her husband, and her dress was not modest by any stretch of the imagination. And she was affected by what was going on, and she got feelings. She didn't want to have. She cried and prayed all night long for victory. Jacob wrestled through the night hours, tired, weary. And she probably was too. But you know what? She got the victory. She put forth the effort. One brother was hurt, and he went home hurt. He didn't want the hurt. He prayed. And he prayed, I think he said, 2 hours. Put forth an effort, folks. That's what it's going to take. He was serious about pleasing the Lord. And God come to his rescue. Oh, whatever it takes. I know some people that are putting forth an effort in difficult circumstances. One sister, her husband has been addicted to marijuana. Left her. I don't know if he's with her now or gone. Didn't provide for his family. But she's been putting forth an effort. I was in a meeting not long ago with her presence there. And more than once, she's down at that altar.
Right.
Amen.
Bending those knees, looking to God for help.
Yeah.
Putting forth that effort.
Yes. Amen.
She's had troubles. Her children, one of them is trying to live for the Lord now, but she has 3 others that are not. Mm-hmm. She hadn't had it easy. She wasn't raised in the Church of God. Her husband was a pastor's son. The pastor deceased. But she's meaning business for God.
Yes, amen.
This hasn't just been something that she's been doing the last year or so. She's been hitting that altar. And hitting that altar time and time again. She'll be down there. Wanting help. She's putting forth an effort to make it. I know of a sister that her husband left her. Talk of divorce. And she has a very serious affliction on her body. But I talked to her, and she talked to me. She's not giving up.
Thank the Lord.
She's going on.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Yes.
As discouraging as things might look and bleak and dim and dark, keep going.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Yes.
If there's only 2 or 3 of you that's really living for God, meeting together, don't get discouraged.
Amen.
Put forth that effort.
Yes.
Stay true to God.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I know some that has give up. One young man, he isn't so young now, but he got saved and would sing with his mother, and the pastor even had him taking the prayer request. And he got married, and whatever happened, he's out there in sin. One of the sisters in the congregation's grandson is a bouncer at a nightclub. And this man that used to stand up, take prayer requests, attends that club. He gave up. He's out there. I don't know if he'll ever get back. I don't know if he'll ever make it back. Got a wife and a child. But he gave up. Don't give up. Keep going.
Yes.
You're and I are going to have to stand individually before God. Whatever this one, that one, or the other one does, we're going to have to stand individually before God. May God bless us tonight. Have you been given in a little?
Help us, Lord.
Do you need a greater stir?
Yes, Lord.
Have you been putting forth the effort that you should have? May God help us tonight. Our Father tonight talked about some serious things here.
Yes.
Help us, Jesus.
Please,
Lord.
Help me. Oh, Lord. Have mercy on all of our souls. None of us are in heaven yet. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know what the future will bring. But help us never to give up. To keep putting forth that effort for your blessings and your favor to be on our lives. We need you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Father, bless in this revival. May every message hit the target. Hit the bullseye. Oh, Lord. Stir, shake up, wake up. Revive, renew, resurrect. Put a greater determination in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. We ask, Lord, these blessings. In Jesus' precious name.
Yes, amen.
Amen.